HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will on Monday begin a four-day visit to the United Kingdom to participate in the G7 foreign ministers' meeting and to hold bilateral meetings with his British interlocutors. The UK is hosting the first in-person G7 foreign ministers' meeting in 2 years in London during May the 3rd to the 5th. India, Australia, South Korea, South Africa and the Chair and Secretary-General of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, have been invited as guests for the meeting. The Biden administration on Sunday indicated a way forward could be found in the coming days on a proposal moved by India and South Africa at the WTO to temporarily waive provisions of the agreement on trade-related aspects of intellectual property rights, TRIPS, such as patents, to COVID-19 vaccines and therapeutics to ensure equitable access to them around the world, especially in developing countries. That way forward could include, but may not be restricted to, be that pharmaceutical companies will be required to supply these COVID-19 related materials at scale and at cost. The Supreme Court has asked the centre to rectify the oxygen issue of Delhi hospitals within 2 days, on or before the midnight of May 3, 2021. In the order, released late on Sunday night, the bench of Justices Dijendrachur, L. Nageshwara Rao and Ravindra Bharat ordered the centre to create a buffer stock of oxygen along with all states from where oxygen can be used if the regular supply chain is disrupted due to any reason. The order was reserved on April 30, when the apex court raised several questions regarding the centre's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Congratulations to Mamta Didi for TMC's win in West Bengal. The centre will continue to extend all possible support to the West Bengal government to fulfil people's aspirations and also to overcome the COVID-19 pandemic, tweeted Prime Minister Modi as the Official Election Commission of India, ECI, trends showed that the ruling TMC was leading in more than 200 of West Bengal's 294 assembly constituencies. UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab on Sunday said that Britain will help India with whatever they ask for amid speculations over vaccine donation. Raab told Sky News that he recently spoke to External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and assured him help in whatever way possible. He stressed that the UK was doing everything that our Indian friends need in their hour of need. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare on Sunday morning said that 392,488 new COVID-19 cases and 3,689 related deaths were reported in the last 24 hours. The huge spike in COVID-19 cases has overwhelmed India's healthcare infrastructure and a shortage of oxygen and other medical supplies have been reported from multiple states.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
These teams that you make on this app, are you even winning?
Not yet.
It's better to win on Cricket Bazi contest.
Watch Cricket Bazi on HD Smartcast YouTube channel and win exciting gifts on the daily Cricket Bazi Ka Bazigar contest. Cricket Bazi on HD Smartcast YouTube channel. Click on the bell icon to never miss a chance to win. Subscribe to HD Smartcast for more podcasts.
HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.